Father God, I want to pray, Lord, that as we get into this message, that Father God, you would guide my tongue. And that, Lord, that the message that you have for us tonight would truly come out, Lord, and that our hearts would be impacted. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. Amen. Sure. How awesome was that presence of God right now? So tonight I'm not going to be talking directly about the presence of God, but it is about the presence of God. This book that we went through a long time ago now, in one of my life groups that I was in the past. And the book's called Experiencing God. And the author kind of takes the reader through different ways of how they've encountered God and kind of maps out a way to encounter God. And so what I'm going to do tonight is just about a little bit of how we've encountered God or how people in the Bible have encountered God. So I'm going to be reading the story to start off of. Story goes like this. It's about Jack Connor. When Faith Baptist Church started its first mission, we called Jack Connor as our mission pastor, but we had no money for moving expenses, no money for salary. Jack had 3 children in school, so we felt we ought to pay him at least $850 a month. We began to pray that God would provide for his move and his needs. I had never guided a church to do that before. We had now stepped out in faith, believing that God wanted him to pastor our mission in Prince Albert. Except for a few people in California, I didn't know anybody who could help us financially. I began to ask myself, how in the world would God make this provision? Then it dawned on me, as long as God knew where I was, he could cause anybody in this world to know where I was. As long as he knew my need, he could place that need on my heart, on the heart of anybody he chose. So that's sort of just the introduction. He goes on to say that as the months progressed to get this mission pastor into the church, they received the money for his monthly salary, but as an annual amount. So before he even arrived there, they already had the money for his $850 a month. And then, out of the blue, somebody gave him $1,100. It was another church that pledged 1% of, I think, their tithe or their offerings that they received. 1% was going to go to the church, and it was $1,100. He didn't know what it was for. So on the day that this mission pastor moves in, he comes to him and says, Jack, what did it cost you to move in? He said, it cost me, probably about $1,100. That's the kind of way that God comes through for us. Time and time again, our relationship with God is very much one of experiencing him in our day-to-day activities. And if we look through the Bible, we can read of countless examples of how God came through for different people. And that's going to move me to my next story. Lots of stories tonight. So if we turn to Genesis chapter 22. And in Genesis chapter 22, we have a famous story of the provision of God. So I'm going to jump around a little bit, but from verse 1 it says, Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I should tell you. Shoof. Can you imagine one day your dad wakes up? I can't imagine my dad waking up and say, Josh, listen, yeah, we've got to go to this place. But this place is a place where I know human sacrifice happens. And now we're going to go sacrifice something. And in the tradition of the day, it was to sacrifice children. And Isaac was around about that age, I guess, that children would be sacrificed. So I think it's a pretty scary thing what God asked them to do. Then if we move a little further on to verse 8, or maybe we should go to verse 7. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said, "Look at the fire for the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together. At this stage, Isaac can see. He's spotted the pattern over here. He's seen, okay, cool, we have the servants, we have rope, we have wood. We can build an altar. This is not a problem. But where's the sacrifice? Abraham, even knowing that God asked him to sacrifice his son, knew that God would provide. And I think for me, that is something that's very challenging. For a walk and an experience with God, if God asked me to do something and I can see it's impossible, I mean, there was no lamb. But despite that, Abraham had faith to see him through. He knew that God would provide a lamb that wasn't even there. And because of that faith, if we drop down to verse 13, we see what God did. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abram went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. I think this for me is probably one of the more amazing miracles in the Bible. What was the chance that there was going to be a ram stuck? So easy to catch. It doesn't say that they went up there with weapons. So it's not like they could have taken a bow and an arrow and shot the ram. They would have had to go fetch the ram out of the thicket. God made possible something that was just not possible. And as a result of that, Abraham gave a name to that place. He called that place, "The Lord will provide." Or as many of us might have also heard it, "Jehovah Jireh, my provider." And as a result of his faith, God left Abraham a promise. It says then from verse 15, "Then the angel of the Lord called Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, 'By myself I have sworn this, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.' So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together to Bathsheba, and Abraham dwelt at Bathsheba." It is in times when we trust God, times when we put our full faith in God, that he comes through for us. And as a result of that faith, we see God blesses him even further. I think on my own experience with God, my mom was reminding me again this afternoon how she nearly miscarried twice during a pregnancy. So there was two opportunities for me not to be around today. And if I think back on my life growing up, there are countless stages where through experience God provided for me, where God healed me, where God provided opportunity for me. If I think back, one of the things that really sticks with me is when I was in high school, I really needed extra science lessons, and it probably was not going to happen other than you know, having to pay, but we really had the money to pay for extra lessons then. I was already going to extra maths. And we went to winter school in matric, and if I think of my marks, I was probably sitting on like a 39 for physics and like a 44 for chemistry. It was bad. And there was a lady that gave winter school for 3 days, and she called me and another girl out of our class after the third day. And the girl that went with me, she was like an A student. This girl was like clocking everything. And she says, "I think the two of you can get A's at the end of the year. I'd like to give you extra lessons for free." So for the rest of my trek, many times on an early Saturday morning, 6 o'clock, be at her house, and she'd be giving us extra lessons with a group of other guys. And, well, I didn't get my A at the end of the year, but I still finished with a B, which is still pretty impressive, having a look where I came from. That, for me, was an example of how I experienced God in my own life, and how he provided something that I really needed. And as a result of that, my marks were good enough, got myself into varsity. I did my 5 years at varsity, passed all the exams that I needed to pass to this day. But I just feel that was truly an indicator of how God came through for me, how God provided for me. I mean, if we again have a look at, if we look to the Bible, there are countless examples of the way people experience God, whether it be being a provider. I think then of the story where Moses was at the battle with the Israelites, and as he held his arms up, the Israelites were winning the battle. As soon as his arms would go down, they would be losing the battle. And from that came the name Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Rapha, he's my banner. No, that's healer. Nisi, thank you. He is my banner. I'd like to maybe just read a couple of things that God is in our lives. In Job 16:19, he is my advocate. In Jeremiah 8, verse 18, he is my comforter in sorrow. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, he is a wonderful counselor. In Psalm 140, verse 7, he's my strong deliverer. In Isaiah 64, verse 8, he's my father. In Isaiah 28:16, he's a sure foundation. In Genesis 17:1, he's God Almighty. In Psalms 18:47, he's God who avenges me. In Psalm 48:14, he's my God. In Psalm 33:20, he's our help. In Hebrews 4:14, he's a great high priest. John 6:35, he's the bread of life. Psalm 71:5, he's my confidence. Psalm 68:5, he's the defender of widows. Revelations 19:11, he's faithful and true. Deuteronomy 4:24, he's a consuming fire. In Job 16:20, he's my friend. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3, he's God of all comfort. Psalm 51:14, he's the God who saves me. In Ephesians 5:23, he's head of the church. Psalm 32:7, he's my hiding place. Hosea 11:9, he's the Holy One among us. I probably could go on for the rest of the night just naming the things that he is to us, the things that he's done for us. I just want to read a statement again out of this book. You'll never be satisfied to just know about God. Knowing God only comes through experience as he reveals himself to you. When Moses was at the burning bush, he asked God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to him, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they asked me, what is his name? And what should I tell them? And God responded, I am who I am. I think that's for tonight. That's really what I want to share with you, is that our walk with God is an experience. It's about living with him day to day. It's about asking him when we get up, Holy Spirit, would you show me where you want me to put my feet today? It's about finding ourselves in hard situations and trusting him to see us through. I mean, if we have a look at the names of God in the Bible, maybe you can identify and say, yes, he has provided for me. Maybe you can say, he's been my strength when I am weak. Maybe you can say, he has healed me of something that was incurable. I mean, I think of Lorraine, who already we've seen remarkable, remarkable healing. Think of Frank, Pastor Pat. I think if I could probably name everybody in this room and say, of healing and encouragement and just the love of God that we've experienced. So I guess what I'm trying to say tonight is I want to encourage us to be bold, to step out and say, God, here I am. This is my situation. This is where I find myself. Would you come help me in my situation so I can add an extra name to all these names in the Bible of who God is to me? Amen? Amen. Let us bow our heads. So Father God, I want to thank you, Lord, that you are the God who loves us, Lord, and you're the God that saved us. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that What we have with you is meant to be personal. It's meant to be intimate. It's meant to be somewhere or something that we can spend time in your secret place. Father, I want to ask that for each of us here tonight, that you would help us to experience you in a real way, Lord. Lord, that each and every single one of us will know you, Lord, and know you as you meet our needs, and know you as you give us strength for each and every single day. Father God, I want to ask that you would give us the boldness to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, so we can be as bold as Abraham and to say, don't worry, there will be a lamb, even when there's not yet a lamb. Father God, help us to step out in faith. Ask us now in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I then want to ask tonight if there's maybe anybody that wants to experience God in that way, that wants a little bit more of God. If there's anyone like that tonight, I want to ask you to come up to the front here. Let's pray with you. Let's pray that you can experience God in the same way that the guys in the Bible got to experience God. In the way that maybe some of us have also had the opportunity to spend with God. If there's anybody like that, I'd like to give you a moment to come join me in the front and we'll pray with you.